Back here at Marlins Park tonight for the first of a three-game set against the St. Louis Cardinals. It's a big nine-game homestand this week into next week. For the Marlins, they'll host the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the San Francisco Giants. Of course, July 2nd, a big target date here in South Florida. It's going to be the return of Jose Fernandez in a Marlins uniform. Welcome back to Marlins on Deck. Joining me tonight, Dr. Seth Thaler. He's the Chief Division of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at UHealth. Dr. Thaler, it's a pleasure to have you and your staff at the ballpark tonight. Tell us about your division's mission.
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity for us being here. Our mission is to provide the full gamut or the variety of plastic and reconstructive surgery cost effectively with a patient-centric way of doing things.
Are there any clinical trials that you are or your staff are currently working on?
We have some clinical trials working on negative pressure in wound healing. We're doing some translational research in the lab with stem cell research. One of the projects that we're working on is perhaps using stem cells to repair cleft lip and cleft palate to avoid surgery.
Let me ask you this, because I think there's probably a general assumption when people hear about plastic or reconstructive surgery. Just how intricate is it?
It's extremely intricate and it's extremely varied. Unlike other specialties, we operate anywhere with a skin. And we have basically two facets or two sub areas of plastic surgery. One is reconstructive, which is taking care of acquired or congenital deformities. And then we do aesthetic surgery, which is enhancing normal structures. And in order to be a good reconstructive surgeon, you have to be a good aesthetic surgeon. To be an excellent aesthetic surgeon, you have to be an excellent reconstructive surgeon. So they really meld together.
One of your patients, Samantha, she's going to throw out the first pitch tonight at the ballpark. Tell us a little bit about her case and what made her case so interesting.
Well, Samantha represents everything why we go into plastic surgery. She was born with a cleft lip. In other words, she had an opening where her lip didn't come together. She had a cleft palate, so the top of her or the roof of her mouth didn't come together, which is a challenge. It's a challenge for the family. It's a challenge for the patient. It's a challenge for development and growing up, because these children they look a little different. They speak a little different. They have hearing problems. And yet Samantha, through the surgery and the challenges of surgery, is able to go to school, become a very productive student, and now is a productive student in getting a career. And this was done because of the support from UHealth, the people at UHealth, and her family. So it was really a team effort.
Dr. Thaler, before I let you go, I understand that you guys do work in Haiti as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our work in Haiti is in conjunction with Project MediShare. We go down as a group consisting of both community and university people. We go as a team consisting of anesthesia, pediatrics, plastic surgeons, general surgeons, speech pathologists, and a whole array of people. And we go down and we take care of mostly kids with cleft lip and cleft palate. We usually leave on a Friday. We come back on Monday. And we usually are able to take care of between 20 and 30 people. And what's important, because in a global sense, surgical diseases are curable. So when we go down there, it's not a chronic disease. We can actually take care of kids that normally wouldn't get any treatment at all.
Dr. Thaler, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us at the ballpark tonight, and thank you for all the work you do here in South Florida and abroad as well.
Thank you again for the opportunity.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner set to join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch between the Marlins and the Cardinals. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.